You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. In China, at least, the number of new cases of COVID-19 seems to be dropping. But precautions are still in place, including heightened surveillance. And now there are concerns that even after the threat of coronavirus eventually passes, the government may be sitting on a lot of data about people's day-to-day lives, and that could have potentially dangerous consequences. Jennifer Pack is Marketplace's China correspondent based in Shanghai. I asked her what information she has to turn over on a daily basis.
Right now, if I enter into our office block, any public buildings, I have to sign my passport number, cell phone number. I have to record my temperature, whether I've left Shanghai during this entire month. Have I visited Hubei province, which is the epicenter of the virus outbreak? And this happens also in my residential compound. I have to get passes. So this is part of the fight against the spread of the virus in the name of that. So a lot of people are willingly providing it. But of course, now there are companies and also government officials requesting even more data.
Right. So what companies are requesting more data?
For example, I've noticed when I go to purchase my bubble tea or when I'm at a restaurant, they're asking me to scan a QR code and order from there, to order on WeChat. And then they get all of that data because, of course, WeChat is linked to WeChat Pay. And to access that, I have to link my bank account, a scan of my passport. So it's asking for a lot of information. Where does this data go? And before, I used to resist by just telling them that my battery has run out. Could they not just take down my order? And in some cases, the businesses say, well, our machine has broken or we don't have any cash on hand right now because businesses are just starting to get back up. So they're forcing you to use mobile payment. They're saying, well, at least this reduces the contact between you and our staff. It's for your protection.
And what do you and other people in China worry about with this sort of constant data collection?
Well, I think it's just the unknown, and that's always the case, right? So companies are all being asked to take the temperature of every staff, to take their travel history details, to record down their home addresses, their phone numbers, like all of this data. A lot of times you can't resist because if you resist it, you're just not allowed in. In terms of me, my concern, well, I'm always just worried that all of this information is being collected because they know all of my details. The point is that not all of this was connected. And so once all of this is connected, then that big data becomes very, very powerful. Could the Chinese government use it to target people they do not like?
Jennifer Pack is Marketplace's China correspondent based in Shanghai. The country has been using drones, facial recognition, and QR codes to track people's movements. One company in China said it had an algorithm that could determine whether people were wearing masks. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.